Press release. The entity of the Jews. You haven't seen the darkest day yet. The International Criminal Court, ICC, has issued a decision to arrest the Prime Minister of the Jewish entity, Benjamin Netanyahu, and its former Defense Minister, Yoav Gallant, on charges of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity. The criminal Jewish entity quickly rejected the decision, reflected in the reactions of the leaders who described it as a black day. Similarly, Donald Trump and his forming administration rushed to reject the decision. It is worth noting that this decision came shortly after the U.S. vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate, unconditional, and permanent ceasefire in Gaza. By a single day, all members of the Security Council, including Britain and France, voted in favor of the resolution. In light of the ICC decision, the following points are noteworthy. First, while the decision contains an element of truth, it does not encompass the entire reality. All leaders and soldiers of the Jewish entity are criminals for their continuous atrocities in Palestine, Lebanon, and beyond. All Jews in Palestine, whether soldiers, leaders, or others, are usurpers of the blessed land. This decision by the ICC diverts attention from the illegitimacy of the Jewish entity and its status as a usurping force. Second, the decision fails to indict any of the countries that supported the Jewish entity, providing it with weapons of destruction that enabled its crimes. These countries also supported it politically, economically, and in the media, offering international cover for its massacres. Third, the Black Day mentioned by the leaders of the Jewish entity has not yet arrived. It will come, by Allah's will, when the Khalifa of the Muslims orders the armies to surround the Jewish entity as a bracelet surrounds the wrist, crush it completely, and erase it from existence. Vengeance will then be exacted against those who supported or endorsed it, even with a mere word. The Central Media Office of Hizb-e-Tahrir.